Welcome back to Word of Mouth. Late last month, students at Walcott High School in Connecticut were on lockdown. A morning announcement on the intercom warned of a threatening intruder. Doors were locked and police swooped in with dogs. Drug-sniffing dogs, as it turned out. There was no gun-toting maniac roaming the halls. It was a, quote, lockdown intervention drill, a ruse to clear the halls for a school-wide drug search. The story went largely unreported, if not for Rick Green, columnist with the Hartford Courant. Rick, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
That was a brief sketch. Fill us in on what happened that morning at Walcott High. What were students instructed to do?
So picture this. Shortly after the day begins, there's an announcement that says that there's a dangerous intruder in the school. Immediately go to your homerooms, and I guess they were directed to huddle in a corner of the room and stay away from the windows. Given what's happened in recent years, and you're a high school kid, what are you supposed to think here? Is there a madman in the school with a gun or whatever? And this goes on for about 10 minutes, and after about 10 minutes, there's an announcement that says, there's not an intruder. Actually, we have drug-sniffing dogs, and we're, looking for pot or heroin or whatever. And just remain in your classrooms, and when we're done with the search, you can go back to normal.
Did they find any drugs?
They didn't find any drugs.
Not at all?
No joints, no nothing.
No contraband. Well, the police must have coordinated with this school.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it? Do you know?
I think this was a joint decision between the superintendent of schools and the police chief. Drug searches in schools and drug sniffing dogs in schools are not. They're not. It's not a rare event. It happens. Some schools do that. It's the combination of sort of tricking the kids that I think really, well, that's what rang my bell here, that, I've got an idea. Let's lie to these teenagers to try to gain their trust here.
Yeah, and any reason to believe that there were drugs?
No, I think it's a periodic thing where, when I spoke to the school board president and the superintendent, they said, it's part of our responsibility to preserve, drug-free schools and all of that. And I got three teenagers. I'm all for that. But it seems to me that if you want teenagers to trust you, you don't lie to them.
Mm.
And they absolutely lied about arguably a fairly terrifying event here.
Yeah. And you did speak to some parents. I mean, the kids obviously freaked out. What did they have to say?
Yeah, I don't think there was any, kind of mayhem freak-out situation. I think some kids were like, why are you doing this to us? I did speak to one parent who said, it's just the wrong message to send to kids, to make them think that there was an extreme danger situation. Now, the school board president and the police and the school superintendent say, well, how could you have a drill if we tell them about it? And I sort of understand that, but we have fire drills and we don't light a fire in a school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like this is the kind of thing where, we do want drug-free schools, but don't we also want to have honest relationships between adults and teenagers? I mean, what kind of message does this send?
Right, and obviously it rang enough of your alarms, let's say,
to
feature it in your column. Are you surprised it didn't get more media attention?
It was funny. It didn't get that much attention here in Connecticut. It was picked up by a few blogs around the country, and so we got a lot of hits on our website from it. So across the country, it picked up some attention. Yeah, it is kind of funny. Walcott is kind of an out of the way smaller town here in Connecticut, and the folks there wasn't a lot of uproar in this town. I got to tell you that people just felt like, oh yeah, that's the police and school folks doing their job. In a lot of communities, parents would have just freaked out over this.
Right.
Because even just the drug-sniffing dog thing, there's some school districts where that's quite controversial, just bringing dogs into a school, which, it just seems to bring a whole different level of police intrusion.
Well, what are the guidelines for this kind of thing, Rick? I mean, is this a local, state, or federal kind of decision?
It's an option school districts have. Schools are required to do drills, I think, fairly frequently. It might even be as often as, at least a few times, each semester, each term, a fire drill and that sort of thing. What kind of drill they do, that's up to them. There's no requirement from the state that they bring in dogs. That's entirely a local school board decision. And I guess gauged on whether you have a problem, you decide whether you do that kind of thing. You know, we have breathalyzers at high school proms, right? But it just seems like drug sniffing dogs and then using a kind of a ruse to bring them in seems to, it just takes it to another level.
Yeah, you know, I've read so much about what happened after Columbine and, of course, Virginia Tech. And, you know, maybe even if there wasn't mayhem, like, kids remember this in a very, very fearful, you know, kind of panicked and petrified way. And it is it unfair to play on those kind of fears? I mean, it does exist in our you know, cultural memory.
Well, I mean, I'd go further and say drugs exist. And the thought that you can have a drug-free high school is, I think, while admirable, is kind of absurd. So, you know, this is what you get when you have this mentality that says, you know, zero tolerance and no drugs at all. So we got to have, you know, we got to sneak dogs in to make sure there aren't any drugs. You know, sorry, I don't want to give up, you know, I don't want to check my rights completely at the high school door.
Well, Rick, we'll keep an eye on your column for sure.
Sure. Yeah, it's nice talking to you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Rick Green, a columnist for the Hartford Courant. That's where we read about the intervention lockdown drill that's at the high school in Walcott, Connecticut. And there is a link to the story at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, what do you think? No harm done? War on drugs gone a step too far? Or is this what we need to do to protect our kids? You can let us know at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also post on our Facebook page or on Twitter.